take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's time now for the final Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin has broken the unbreakable record with the slap shot straight to the back of the net. Ovi officially became the NHL's all-time goal leader on Sunday, surpassing the legendary Wayne Gretzky with his 895th career goal. Ovi screamed in celebration before diving to the ice and then was mobbed by his teammates as Gretzky clapped in the stands for the new all-time NHL goal leader.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin!
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. John Walton, of course, with the call. And thanks to Main Street Bank. You've been a great partner throughout this chase. We do appreciate it. Thank you for being on board through all these amazing, legendary, record-breaking goals leading up to yesterday.
Had a nice run sponsoring that.
Certainly did. It's a good one. Good one to get attached to.
All right, we're going to switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page.
Yeah, tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Of course, the entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. You can check them out, BMWFairfax.com. You know, my daughter took her driving this weekend, first time. And she was driving the X5, and all I could... No, she's not going to drive that when she gets her license. But, I mean, I drove a 77 Malibu when
I drove a 76 Malibu.
That's what I learned on.
Yeah, like it's
or a 1981 Chevy Citation. Yeah. Those are our vehicles at the time.
I learned exclusively on beaters.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's a little bit different
full
experience.
Well, we all did.
Yeah. Well, you had a 7 Series. You had a Silly.
Not my first... My first was a 1980 faded out red Toyota Celica. Remember that?
That was a cool car, though. Toyota Celica was kind of cool. Probably a little too small for you.
That was 1980. Yeah, it was probably 8 to 9 years old at the time.
I had a two-door Cutlass Supreme.
It's a big-ass car.
Are Jason and I the only ones that drove stick? Did you drive stick?
Nope.
No
stick. They didn't make old-school sticks anymore. I guess they do in like sports cars.
Yeah,
like I'll never drive one, but they do make them.
Yeah. All right. So I thought this was sad. Jay North died.
Yes.
Dennis the Menace.
Saw that.
Dennis the Menace died at age 73. And it kind of seemed like he almost kind of had like a sad life. He was married and he had three stepchildren, but I guess his aunt abused him.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe his mom worked his ass off when he was little. I'm not quite sure what went on.
His aunt would slap him across the face and spank him when he came off set.
Yeah, wow. It was so weird.
And he was...
That's pretty brutal.
He hated the Dennis the Menace show. Hated right. it.
Yeah, he said he didn't even think it was that good of a show.
I loved it as a kid.
I loved it too. And I thought about that when I read that quote. He goes, I don't think it was a very good show, but it resonated with a lot of people. I guess you're right. I don't really know any themes of it. I just remember him being
Mr. Wilson was cranky. Mr. Yeah, Wilson.
Definitely cranky.
He didn't like Dennis. Yeah. Most of his menace was on Mr. Wilson.
Like the Andy Griffith Show, probably a better show, yeah. right, than Dennis the Menace.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis the Menace was more kids.
I
love that show.
Andy Griffith was good for adults. I still watch the Andy Griffith Show and like it.
He was only 73, had been battling colon cancer for a long time, apparently, had been in a lot of pain. So,
and I actually used to read the Dennis the Menace comic back in the day.
I think I probably did too.
Not like a loyal comic guy, but yeah. let's say probably when I was 12 to 14, and probably when I was delivering papers.
Sure.
And on Sundays, you'd get the color edition of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I would check out Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, he had a rough life. He really did.
Yeah, it seemed almost kind of like a sad life. So, Pour some out for Jay North. Yeah, 73.
Is Peter North still alive?
Peter North outlived Jay North.
I've seen more of his work, I'll be honest. Really? I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I have.
I mean, do you think,
I'm being honest.
Yeah, you saw a lot of reruns of Dennis the Menace, didn't
He's
you?
He's probably seen a lot of reruns of, Peter.
I think I've seen more of Peter. Yeah, sadly. Yeah, he's got a lot of work out there.
Jay North used a slingshot. Yeah. Peter used a different kind of shot.
Yeah. He definitely did.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is he still with
so
us,
much
though?
Volume?
Peter North? Absolutely.
He's a volume shooter.
Absolutely.
He definitely is.
100%. Peter North definitely still with
us. He chucks it.
Oh, yeah. He always has the green light.
Yeah. Green light at all times.
How old do you think Peter North was?
He's got to be like late 60s.
65.
Because he was an older guy abusing steroids early on, like I think throughout his porno career.
67.
I knew it was going to come to the Peter North.
Yeah, I knew it was Well, gonna... you're the one that brought
I know,
it full circle, Kicks.
I'm aware. Actually, JP brought it up, and I just kind of ran with it.
What are other famous Norths?
Norths?
Besides
other than
Northwest?
Peter
Andy
and
North.
Andy North. I've got
signed
SI in my basement. Andy
Oliver
Andy
North.
Mm-hmm. Oliver North. Yeah.
Famous North.
Yeah.
Like the Pole. North Pole.
Right.
And
very
the South.
Famous North.
Again, isn't one of Kanye's kids named North?
Yeah, but yes. I mean, I guess
former,
you can't.
They're not former famous. NHL franchise used to be the Minnesota North Stars. Now they're the Dallas Stars.
Well, I mean, then you could do every college with North in
it
or something.
I mean, you asked for famous.
I'm just wondering.
Northwest.
This is dumb.
Well, wondering people.
Northeastern.
Yeah. Northeastern, yeah.
In Boston.
Valdez, I don't know what to make of this.
North Dakota State.
Yeah. Valdez often sends me these Barstool articles. So this one with Sydney Sweeney, okay? And she's, I guess, hanging out now with Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Like, yeah. She dumped her fiancé. Now she's in her hot girl era, and her and Emily are hitting the town.
So
very
she
nice.
Had previously just been to a wedding, right? And then she was photographed maybe
with Glenn Powell. Yeah.
Right? Who I guess played a love interest in a previous movie a couple years ago.
They starred in a rom-com together.
Right. And now, I guess right after the wedding, she's hanging out with another hot chick, Emily Ratajkowski.
Right.
And are they being photographed like at the beach or something? Like what's going on with them?
I think they've rekindled a friendship.
So are they suggesting that she's getting rid of guys and now she's going...
No, I don't think that. I just think like guys are getting psyched because they see Emily and Sydney on the prowl together.
Two hot chicks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
What do you got like some devilish look?
Well, there's a young female in our room. I just got to watch what I say.
Okay. Right, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about? Yeah, but she's of age.
She's been in the
well,
whole
those are,
like
those are like
Yeah, oh yeah, the whole north. Yeah, the whole north.
Those are Hall of Fame.
I saw her in there earlier, thought she left.
Yeah.
Didn't even really think about it.
That's all right. She probably doesn't know Peter North, though.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Those are two Hall of Fame jugs right there.
Okay. Two sets?
Yeah. Both those women.
There's four, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, those are your.
I didn't know Ratajkowski had Hall of Fame jugs.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Lower tier than Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. They're.
Huh.
You think they're neck and neck?
I'm sleeping over here.
Something like that.
All right, so there you go. You can
mom's the word.
Find pictures if you want.
Does anybody under 40 say mom's the word?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
So I think Valdez put this in here because he knows that I was racing around Virginia for a couple weeks there trying to find Buffalo Trace. Apparently, there's been a lot of flooding in Kentucky, and Buffalo Trace's distillery is getting flooded right in the middle of it.
Well, that's
there
not
you go.
Good.
Is that why you gave me this? Yeah. I actually told my wife, I think I'm swearing it off. It's just too strong
it's
for me.
It's too much.
I can sip on it, but I can't just make cocktails with it. It's just too strong.
It just packs too much of a punch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm slurring my words after two drinks with that stuff. It really is.
Heavy pours.
They are heavy pours.
Heavy pours.
This
no
is
doubt.
Distressing news if you're Russell Brand. He's been undergoing, been part of, an 18-month investigation into some sexual assault allegations dating back to 1999. And I guess he was officially charged with rape and sexual assault following the investigation just last week on Friday. So he's going to have his day in court. Of course, he vehemently denies the charges, and he says that he's grateful that he'll have an opportunity to defend himself and defend these charges in court. He says he's grateful for that.
I'm not making light of the charges, but Russell Brand has a great name for, what's the name?
Missing
again?
Link.
Missing Link. It's a great name.
Russell Blank New.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect name, actually.
Russell Blank Name.
Yeah.
Russell Blank what?
Name.
Brand name?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess. That's how your brain thinks when you see Russell Brand.
There's a lot of weird game residue in my
guess,
brain.
Yeah. So yeah. Elsa still works
Bill,
for that, too.
Bill Blank Brand.
Bill Russell Brand. See? Telling you.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many ways you can go with that.
Valdez, this is another weird story. So I watched the Valero Open. Did you watch any of the Valero Open?
Of course.
No.
I didn't. There was a little bit of the Corn Ferry event that I caught a few seconds of.
Did not watch that.
But I guess one of the guys in there, I don't know if I see his name, he's getting attention because, is this
You're
true?
That nerd.
He taped his mouth shut during his round kicks.
Can Rom do that?
So he couldn't get angry at himself. Is this a real story or is this like April Fool's?
Yes, it's a real story.
They don't have the guy's name in here.
Well, isn't mouth tape becoming popular in vogue?
Ryan McCormick.
For some people that are trying to work on their breathing through their nose. They sleep with mouth tape.
They sleep with their mouth tape shut. I've never heard of that. But.
No, yeah, people do that for sure.
He definitely has tape over his mouth.
What an idiot. You still have the thoughts. Like, if I tape my mouth shut, I'm still going to think I'm an idiot.
Yeah, negative thoughts.
I suck.
Yeah.
Oh, this, I'm going to.
At least you can't verbalize them.
Yeah.
I wish I had tape over my mouth when I talked about Peter North about it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
8 minutes ago. Somebody bring some masking tape in here.
You feel bad just because they...
Yeah, I feel a little bad. Yeah.
She's like a college student.
Yeah, but still. It's still awkward.
Yeah, all right.
Our daughters are college students.
Yeah.
That's true. Adam 22. Do you know who Adam 22 is?
We've talked about him a lot
I
on
do
the
know
show.
Who he is. Yeah.
Adam 22.
I know who his wife is too.
Right.
Lena. I'm not going to give her a full name.
Some call, I think he calls her Lena.
Okay, Lena, whatever. Yeah.
He's a podcaster and YouTuber.
I know he's Brokey.
No idea who it is.
He's a porn star as well.
He's not Brokey at all.
His company's going
The podcast, he says, is going broke. He says they're losing like $2 million a month doing it. And so he's getting rid of all these producers and co-hosts. And
how the hell is he losing $2 million a month?
I've got a joke teed up, but I'm going to leave it where it is.
I think it has to do with lawsuits. Like you're talking about lawsuits.
Yeah,
I think
it's
got a lot going on, yeah. So who knows? I mean, I don't know. Are they still doing the numbers that they did like years ago? The No Jumper podcast used to be most popular ones out there. He's more well-known now, basically, his porn.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's most well-known for.
What was he known for before?
I think the podcast. And then he kind of slowly broke into...
I know, but what was he like a BMXer or something?
I remember going down this rabbit hole. Years ago. And then he had the explosion when he finally allowed his wife on film to have sex with another dude, and they did a whole thing.
He's pretty much known for having sex with his podcast guests. It's pretty much his shtick.
Kind of. Yeah.
Sounds like a fun shtick.
That's a different podcast, but yes.
Understood.
Correct. Do you know the name of that podcast?
No.
I thought it was the same one.
Can you say it on the air? Is it naughty?
No, you can say it on air.
I don't know the name of it.
Say it, Valdez.
I'm sure you've heard of it. Plug Talk.
Flood talk?
Plug talk.
Oh, I thought it was still No Jumper.
You're pleading ignorance here?
To knowing what... Having heard of Plug Talk?
Yeah.
No, I know the concept. I didn't know that was the name of the podcast. Okay.
You haven't seen much of it then.
I might have seen some thumbnails. This is not my segment.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Remember, Ted Leonsis is going to jump on with Grant and Danny today at 4, so keep it locked on the Fan.
With the temperature heating up, be sure your AC system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable D.C. weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year.
Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.